This is the NY1 US All-Star Node. This is the NY1 US All-Star Node 420675 in South Wales, NY. This is the NY1 US All-Star Node.
82QZG, listening.
82QZG, I believe it was. This is KB3YRH, right?
Hello, good afternoon. Yes, this is KG2QZG, Kilo Delta 2, Bangu Golf, and the name here is Seth.
Hey, Seth, this is KB3YRH. Name is Mike. By any chance, is this the same Seth that gave Tim a ride to Rockies the other day?
Yes, sir, it is. Yeah, I'm guilty as charged.
Yeah, I thought that might be you. KB3YRH, Mike here is the new guy that showed up to the lunch with you guys there at Rockies that day, sat on the end of the table. And since you're on the same side of the table with me, I didn't get really to chat much with you, but nice to meet your acquaintance again back on here.
Yep, I'm glad you could make it. We had a nice group there Monday, a good big group, and food is good, and Alex knows us all, so she learns people's names and what you like. A lot of times she has our drinks all set up and like that.
Oh yeah, she was great. I noticed she noticed or knew all you guys and knew your drinks and stuff, but I'm pretty new there, so maybe if I come back she's going to do the same for me. That would be cool. But yeah, the food was great. Conversation was nice. I work during the day, so usually I can make it out to those. I just maybe do some other lunches at the Calum or Fellows and plan on making one of those here in the near future and meeting more nice folks over some lunch.
Yep. By the way, where do you work?
So I work from my home, the home office. I'm an engineer, and I've been doing that for about 12 years. So I've been doing that pre-COVID, and it really suits me well. It's nice to be able to be home, and, you know, when I was in the office, there's a lot of downtime. Not a lot, but, you know, you have your average amount of downtime, and when you're home, you can do other stuff, like throwing a load of laundry or the dishes or whatever, so it's very convenient for me. My wife also works from home. We're over in Fairport, both engineers doing the work from home thing.
And what kind of engineering work do you do?
Went to RIT for mechanical engineering, and then right out of school in 2002, I guess it was, I moved to Philadelphia and worked for a bearing company. Most of the time they say bearing, little ball, but they're ball and roller bearing industrial equipment. And my role there is an application engineer for my job. So all of our
understood. I worked at Kodak for 42, was in customer technical support, and I worked with our engineers a lot, and had some good experiences, and still had some good friends from those times, and some interesting stories. I got normally, in many cases, in many of the business units, the engineers, the designers were kind of separated from customers, and I was in the professional market area, and I got our engineers able to talk directly to customers. We had a workshop once a year, and so I arranged for them to come in, and we'd have their presentation, and customers got to ask them questions directly.
Yeah, that's very interesting. I do know that many of my customers have similar engineering groups where they really kind of separate them from the customers, and I work in a little bit of an unusual role. I'm not a designer, or I don't actually do mechanical engineering work. I'm what's called an applications engineer, so very customer-focused. I'll travel around a lot with the sales team and try to get to know some of the engineers and customers and develop relationships with them, and it suits me well because while I was able to get through the mechanical engineering program at RIT, I don't know that I would have been very good at sitting in a cubicle and, you know, calculating whatever. My whole life, I kind of enjoy working with people, and it's great because we have a variety of customers. I get to learn about all kinds of new equipment all the time, so very interesting. Yeah, so I'm thanks for the chat here. I'm driving around FedEx has got me on a wild goose chase. I'm trying to send out a battery, and they won't let me ship from a bunch of different locations. So I'm trying to find one that will. I guess I got to have a sort of warning label because of the battery and whatnot. So anyway, just driving around, enjoying the beautiful day. How about yourself? What do you got going on today?
KD2QZG. Yes, we had to go out and pick up some Lowe's, and then we had lunch in
Bradford,
at El House, and now we're heading back home. Did discover a really neat restaurant out your way, Bradford, and Dahlia's. It's a Mediterranean restaurant. Great food.
Oh, that's good information, because I do pass that place all the time, but I have never been in there, and I quite enjoy Mediterranean food. My wife is actually from Spain, so for me liking Mediterranean food, I'm pretty spoiled in that, that's what she knows how to cook. So maybe one day when she wants a night off, we'll head over to Dahlia's and see how that is. I know a lot of what we find in America for Mediterranean food is more on the other side of the Mediterranean, more like Moroccan style, but we both enjoy that very much. So thanks for that recommendation. We're eventually going to try that out.
I discovered it when my wife's cousins were up, and they are vegan, and so I was looking for a restaurant that we could eat at, and the girls were going to be shopping out there. So I started looking there, and I saw a Mediterranean place, and we gave it a try, and now we've been back a couple times because we like it so much.
Excellent. I'm going to put that one on the list. So I think it was KD2QZG. Tell me if I got that wrong. This is KB3YRH. I got a pull over for a car wash and some gas here. I got a gas up. I've been driving to Farmington all over the place trying to fill the battery. But yeah, thanks again for the chat. It was nice to speak with you again, and I'll probably see you at lunch sometime soon. KB3YRH.
Yep, you got the call sign right, and yeah, we'll be, I'm sure, seeing you. Jimmy is probably one of the more active lunch crews, and since I usually drive, we'll probably get together. Good talking with you, and glad you came in and joined our group.
It sounds like a great group. I hear you guys talking a lot on here. I'm in my office at work, and I can't chat a lot of the time because I'm been working, but everyone being super friendly has always been very helpful, so I appreciate that we have such a nice repeater and community in the Rochester area, so very nice. Okay, with that, I'll say thanks, and I guess I'll talk to you soon. 73 from KB3YRH, and I'll be clear after your final.
73 is to you. Hope to see you soon. It is KB3YRH, and 73 is KB2QZG.
This is the MY1US All-Star Node 420-675 in South Wales, NY.
And 2XPR Mobile listening, New York City. Hello there, Cool Beans, Mr. Cool Beans. What's your temperature up there in good old Buffalo? We've got 100 degrees down here in New York City, N2XPM.
Aren't you Mr. Sizzlin' today? Come on, you really got 100 out of all that apple, man. All that apple radiating the sun. I got currently 88 here, 88, and she toasty. Although cloud cover's starting to move in, they're calling for standard thunderstorm. Might actually live up to the height today.
And that's what we're expecting here today is, to maybe cool things off, but they're talking about thunderblooms today, tomorrow, and possibly Saturday. But yeah, it's quite hot, very sticky right now.
Yeah, the same thing here, Hardy. It's hot. I mean, it is. Even this morning, it was only 72 degrees, but the humidity, you could just cut it with a knife. It's just been sticky all day. And yeah, and we had some good daytime heating. I was down south of Rochester and south of Buffalo, and they had some good daytime heating there. It was cooking, and I was starting to look at the radar, and they got the severe thunderstorm watches up and all that other fun stuff. Or south of the city, but definitely the potential there. So what's new, buddy? How things going?
Yeah, things are going. I had taken a day yesterday. My allergies were really killing me. I was up all last night. Actually, the night before, I just told my wife, I'm not going to work. I can't get passed out. The allergies were so bad. Today, not so bad. I didn't have to reach my Vegas tricks and get the Allegra. I tried a Claritin. That didn't do any good for me. The Allegra seemed to have worked a lot better. But we try to do work today without it, and it was not too bad, not too bad. I don't know what that pollen count was on Tuesday into Wednesday, but it was NG, my friend. How you doing?
Oh, we're hanging it, buddy. Just one thing after another. You know, the same old, same old. So right now, racing back to Buffalo here. So got another situation we got to handle. So just coming up on the Buffalo airport. So just trying to get back. And, you know, busy. Just busy. And everything else moving along. And I know what you mean with the pollen and that. I'm pretty good allergy-wise. But earlier in the week, my voice just got real raspy. I almost lost my voice. Really strange. You know, I'd wake up in the morning and my throat would feel a little funny, but it'd go away. And I don't know what it was. Now the voice is back and we're back and rolling, but I think it might have been allergy because didn't have a sore throat or anything, but for some reason it just was real raspy. So, but yeah, no, absolutely. Full pollen season here. Full allergy season here too. So, you know, we're just groovy. And yeah, same thing here. Standard thunderstorm today, tomorrow. I haven't looked at the weekend yet. You know, I take it almost a day at a time at this point. So we'll check it out and go from there. So what else going on? Anything?
JC2KOO and 2XPM. No, not a whole lot. Maybe this weekend I'll snap some pictures for you of that setup I had downstairs. And if you're interested, fine. If not, I may just bring it up and see if I can unload it at the Rock City Hamfest. I also have, I don't know if you can use it, I have a two-bay dipole UHF antenna. It's really made for the GMRS, but it will sweep amateur with no problem. So that's something you can find of use. You got first dibs on it. What else? I got overtime Saturday. I'm hoping it's not going to be anything significant in the heat. I hope it's something a little bit more light and forgiving, because it's not a lot of fun working in this heat. Overtime or straight time, you know? But we'll see. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it. And that's about it. Have you heard from Tom at all? I haven't heard Tom in a few days. I know that he went to the cottage for the weekend. I don't know if he came back. He's back to work, or he's still on vacation. Or as they say up there in Canada, he's still on holidays. KC2KOO and 2XPM.
Oh, very good. I have to think about that. Antenna-wise, I think I got an 8 and a 16 in storage, so I might be all right there, but I'm going to take a look. It's been a minute, so. But I will let you know on that for sure. Tom's been around. In fact, I talked to him this morning. You know, you've been missing the 7 o'clock roundtable. I know your hours have changed and everything else. I think you just got to outfit a radio in the truck and just be done with this, you know, and go from there. But, no, very, very good. Yeah, I get it. And I know I'm out in the heat and, you know, between the uniform and, you know, we have to wear fire-rated clothing, even though I'm in comms sites most of the time, you know, when we're in substations, got to wear the fire-rated clothing, and the stuff is just heavy, just real heavy, doesn't breathe at all, and so, you know, we've been roasting all day as well, so I get it.
Yeah, well, I know that stuff is heavy. The same stuff we have, it's different rating for firefighting gear, but, yeah, it's heavy, and it doesn't breathe, and by the time you get done doing whatever you're doing, unless you're in a air-controlled environment, you feel like a tropical rainforest, so you're all said and done. So I can imagine how many shirts or how many pants you have to go through during the course of the day just to not to be sweating bullets all day.
Oh, and that's the whole thing. Yeah, it's just hot. It just doesn't breathe well. It's real hot. And so, yeah, like, I mean, you know, don't get me wrong, it's warm out. I mean, the air conditioning in the truck been on high all day. Just because, you know, probably 60 degrees in here, but, you know, the MR shop.
Yeah, Kevlar is very unforgiving. You know, if you take a wet rag or a wet towel and throw it in the freezer, and make it super cold and wrap it around your neck while you're working, that'll keep your body cool, because it'll allow the temps to circulate around your body so you don't feel like you're overdoing it.
Oh, good tip, man. I appreciate that. Yeah. Well, that's it, because we've been pounding the water and that. It's just hot. Just that it's the humidity, too. That's the thing. So, but, yeah, very good. So what else going on in Artie's world? Now, I think last time I talked to you, you were taking, I want to say you were taking the family out, or one of the kids had a birthday or something. I'm trying to remember. It's been a minute.
Yeah, that was some time ago. It can't be that long since the last I spoke to you. Come on. That was back in May. I took my daughter and my mother-in-law out for Mother's Day in combination and my daughter's birthday. Has it been that long, Dave? I can't believe that could be the case.
It's been a couple of weeks, but in fact, I was getting ready to text you to make sure everything was all right. So that's good. Well, that's good. What do you got going here? You got any vacations or anything planned? You guys get next Friday off?
I know those. Yes, I get you teeth off.
Oh, very nice, very nice. You as well, though. Yeah, so it's kind of nice because we got that long weekend, then another full week, and then 4th of July week, and we can have Friday off. So kind of looking forward to the 4-day work week.
Yeah, well, I'm taking Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and also Monday off during 4th of July weekend. The Monday I have a doctor's appointment, so I'm out to do it one swoop. I got some vacation coming up in September. I'm going to take the family down to the Jersey Shore. We're going to do Ocean City, not Maryland, Ocean City, New Jersey, and whatever else, just to get out of Dodge for a little bit. It's always nice. It's only about 3 hours door-to-door, but it's always a good time if the weather holds out, you know?
To FPM Mobile, AC2K, OL Mobile. Well, that whole thing, too, yeah. No, that sounds good, man. That sounds like a nice break for 4th of July. And, yeah, so we're probably going to stay in town, celebrate Logan's birthday. His is July 4th, though. Yeah, we'll do that, have a party for him, and, that's it. Kind of McGlynn, you know, try to take advantage. It feels like the summer is flying, though. It's just crazy how we're already cruising into mid-June.
How old is your son going to be July 4th?
He's going to be hit the big two years old, my friend.
Be terrible twos.
Oh, you have no idea, buddy. You have no idea. So the mischief and everything else. So that'll be good. And so we're going to do a party for him and that. And should be good. Just trying to stay ahead of it.
All I can tell you, Dad, is we got to do some preventative maintenance around the house during those wonderful years, the 2 years. With the exploration that your son's going to be doing, and you got to take all the things out of all the bad things that possibly could happen, take it out of the equation, so you and your wife don't have to experience that either. So I always tell parents, especially with young children, think what you would do at that age, and chances are they're thinking the same thing too. And if you take it out of the equation, you'll be that much better for it.
That's the whole thing. Because, with him, they get into everything, and, it's just one of those things. So we're just rolling along, That's about it. Just get through summer here, and, I don't know. I'm trying to think about maybe doing a road trip or something, maybe a couple of weekender trips somewhere, kind of break things up a little bit, though. But other than that, we got nothing firm here, so. On that note, buddy, I'm going to hop out of here. I am almost to the next stop, so I will catch you later. You just take it easy, my friend. 7-3 and stay cool. We'll catch you later at 2XPM, KC2KOL.
Very good. Listen, don't work too hard. You'll set a bad example for the rest of us. 7-3, catch you next time. KC2KOL and 2XPM Mobile. Where the hell am I? I am in the Bayside area.
Stay out of trouble, buddy. KC2KOL, Blair.
WB2KAO. WB2KAO and 2XPM.